From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with My Brother the Bear. Beginning songwriting at the age of 16, Daniel Bayer has journeyed this country and many others, always searching for a unifying thread in the lives of others. His journey has taken him throughout the U.S. and two tours with the Army in the Middle East. Joining Daniel tonight is his Papa Bear on accordion, My Brother the Bear. Stay tuned for their music and stories right here on Red Barn Radio.
Well, I'll miss you, Kentucky, for the way that you roll, and the warmth of your whiskey, though it's made me feel so old. And no matter how I try, I will always think of you. Well, I'll miss you, Kentucky, but I'm through with feeling blue. Well, I'll miss you, Carolina, in the pines where we lay. In your summer skin, you took me in, a debt I can't repay. Take a dogwood bloom to carry you the rest of my days. Well, I'll miss you, Carolina, but I must be on my way.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Well, I'll miss you, Alabama, in the way that you talk, and how your simple wisdom seems to slow down this old clock. But bless your heart, it breaks my heart to leave you all behind. Well, I'll miss you, Alabama, but I gotta chase the times. I've missed you, Ohio, from the first step out the door. And all these towns and faces only make me miss you more. Oh, why did I ever choose to roam? Well, I miss you, Ohio, but your boy is coming home.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm excited to be here for Red Barn Radio's 441st performance. We come to you live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the beautiful city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents An Evening with My Brother the Bear. Joining Daniel tonight is his Papa Bear on accordion. We'll learn more about My Brother the Bear shortly. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage, My Brother the Bear.
Red Chapman was born, by a Kentucky dam to a bluegrass lady and an Illinois man. And he worked in the fields and he worked in the mines till the day he discovered he could work with the pine. So he ran real fast and he ran real hard and he ran to Ohio to be a baseball star. Well, give him hell, boys, give him everything you got. Dig them spikes in and make them show you their best shot. Don't you hold on to all the things you should say. When that dead ball comes, you can take them to your grave. He was 29 when he killed that man, born the son of a preacher and the bane of the fans. The New York Times, they wrote about his cares and woes and said that Mays tossed the pill from the bottom of his toes. But he threw real fast and he threw real hard and he gave up all his friends to be a baseball star. Give them hell, boys, give them everything you got. Dig them spikes in and make them show you their best shot. Don't you hold on to all the things you should say. When that dead ball comes, you can take them to your grave. It was wet and gray on that August day when Mays took them out and Chapman stepped up to the plate. The babe said all he heard was a mighty sound, and Chapman fell like a stone to the polo ground. We'll give them hell, boys, give them everything you got. Dig them spikes in and make them show you their best shot. Don't you hold on to all the things you should say. When that dead ball comes, you can take them to your grave. When that dead ball comes, you can take them to your grave.
Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with My Brother the Bear. Here's Donald.
We're glad to have you here. You got songwriting in your teens. What kind of led you to just start kind of in the middle of a transitional high school period?
You know, everybody in my family played music. My parents and their siblings and their family, and they grew up in kind of a back porch hootenanny type setting where they would all get together for holidays and things like that. And if you wanted to stay up late with the family for the late night jamboree, you had to, you know, kind of carry your own weight. So that kind of sent me into, started out as singing, you know, singing harmonies and things like that, and then maybe plunking out bass notes on a piano, and then actually playing a bass guitar, tambourine, whatever you could grab, so that you could be part of the late night party, you know.
So that kind of made you pretty well rounded and were able to listen a lot.
It exposed me to a lot of different types of music, you know. I mean, the 50s and 60s stuff that was being played, a lot of Beatles and a lot of, you know, that type of music, but also, you know, John Denver stuff and some folk music and things like that. So it got me exposed early to seeing people perform music in a live setting, which kind of inspired me to do it.
Of course, you've got your Papa Bear
with
you. Bill, you see this this young Daniel kind of grow up, obviously, in front of your eyes, you know.
Well, Daniel was always musical. From a kid up into high school when he was in a lot of musical productions, there was always music going on with the Bear family. As he said, everyone was encouraged to join in. And I think what Dan is doing today got its roots from that foundation.
Well, I could sing about money, but can't afford the juice. And I could sing about Jesus Christ, but what the hell is the use? 'Cause I've told more white lies than the stars in the sky. Well, you think I'm a liar, but I think I'm an all right guy. I got no reservations, I'm saying what I think. And I got no problem with drinking, except for when I drink. And you can pile up everything I've done until it hangs head high. Well, you think I'm a mess, but I think I'm an all right guy. An all right guy when it comes to friendship. An all right guy when it comes to love. An all right guy when the dirt and the dealing must be done. An all right guy when you're feeling lonesome. An all right guy when you're feeling blue. An all right guy when it goes and the going is tough and the best just ain't gonna do. I'm an all right guy, an all right guy.
Take it there, Willie.
Took a lot of work in Alabama, making all right pay. Bought a house and had a brand new start, and I was on my way. And if it all burned down tomorrow, I wouldn't bat an eye. Well, you think I must be crazy, but I think I'm an all right guy. So I tried getting better, but it just felt fake. Then I tried getting married, but it just didn't take. So I'll just try to be myself until the day I die. Well, I ain't the one you wanted, but I think I'm an all right guy. An all right guy when it comes comes to friendship, an alright guy when it comes to love, an alright guy when the dirt and the dealing must be done, an alright guy when you're feeling lonesome, an alright guy when you're feeling blue, an alright guy when it goes and the going is tough and the best just ain't gonna do. I'm an alright guy, an alright guy, an alright guy to keep in your corner, an alright guy to keep at arm's length, an alright guy to dig a hole in the middle of the night when the body starts to stink. I'm an alright guy, I'm an alright guy, I'm an alright guy, an alright guy.
Thank you. If you've just joined us, we're with My Brother the Bear on Red Barn Radio.
You started writing at 16. You wrote for a little bit. And then, of course, you had the big detour from music.
You know, I was playing music in Cincinnati, and I was pretty much doing whatever I could to play music and not have to work a steady job. You know, and those things really don't go hand in hand very often. So I was playing bass and playing guitar and singing and still writing, trying to do my own stuff at, like, coffee shops and little dive bars and things like that. And it just came around a bend, you know, after a while of doing that. And the music that I was writing wasn't necessarily something that I was proud of, and it was more of a means to an end than it was something that I could really, you know, artistically get behind. And the stories, you know, that's what's important to me, is the story and the song. So all the men in our family had served in some capacity, you know, grandpas and all the way back. So it was always in our family, it was always kind of, it wasn't like a tradition necessarily, but it was always an option. If you don't know what you're going to do with yourself for a while, you know, go join the Army or join the Navy or go see the world or whatever. So I took it as an opportunity to where I was kind of stagnant in my life and the direction that I was going in. I just kind of took an opportunity to go do something, you know, adventurous and amazing. It really did turn out to be that. The 6 years that I spent in the Army turned out to be life-changing. I got to meet so many people, and it kind of distilled in my life kind of what's important. So that makes for a more, I think, like a more poignant song. You can pick out the really important stuff, I think, a little bit easier. This song's I wrote about the Army. I want to send this one out to the families of Jose Montenegro and Talia Ramirez, two friends of mine that gave their lives over in Afghanistan. This is a song called When I'm Gone. Will you smile for me when I am gone? Will you sing a holy song? Will you think of me on sunny days when your working day is done? Well, it's not your fault you tried your best. I know the truth and always will. Turns out that he's just a rolling stone and left us here with all these bills. But don't worry, Mama, he can't hurt you anymore. Baby's marching off to war. Just be sure that you sing about me when I'm gone. Well, I'm all for lands I've never known, bound for places never seen. And I found a little taste of home
and the United States Marines. Mom, I love you so, I've got to go. Looks like we're moving out again. Mama, tell you true, I'm scared as hell. It's getting harder to pretend. But don't worry, Mama, they can't hurt me anymore. Don't worry, darling, baby's marching off to war. Just be sure you sing about me when I'm gone. Will you smile for me when I am gone? Will you sing a holy song? Will you think of me on sunny days when your working day is done? When they lay me down, will you hang your head? Or will you break down and cry? Will you think of what your life is worth? And why a good boy has to die. But don't worry, Mama, they can't hurt me anymore. Don't worry, darling, send your babies off to war. Just be sure that we sing about them when they're gone. When they're gone. When they're gone. When they're gone.
Thank you.
Back to your songwriting. I ask a lot of people what, you know, if you can remember maybe your first couple of songs, what kind of tone did they have?
I absolutely remember my first song, and it was a love song to a girl that I was trying to get close to that I played around a campfire, as cliche as that sounds, you know. But I've always said that there's not really, you write a song and there's not really a bad song. Every song is just kind of, it's got its own purpose and it gets you to a point. So I don't remember how to play it. I remember snippets of it. And the important thing that I took out of that was just the honesty that's important in a good song. You know, it's important to be honest and tell a story and not try and deceive anybody about who you are or what you're writing about.
Did you continue to write when you enlisted?
Yeah. When I was in Iraq, I actually had a guitar with me. It made it to Iraq. It was just a cheap little $100 guitar. I played it. We were working 14-hour days, so there was just off time. That's all you could do was just relax. And so I wrote maybe words more than I did musically, more words and ideas than I did melodies and things like that. But on the way back, I had to mail it back home. And it got destroyed in the mail, so I dated it and inscribed a little, you know, memory on it, and now it's a wall hanger at the house, you know. Nice. It's something, you know, it's unique to me.
Did you name it?
No, I didn't name it yet. I should.
Brother, oh brother, oh, what have you done? Where did you go with
grandfather's gun. And why are there men calling at the front door? Brother, oh, what have you done? Brother, dear brother, I did what I should. There's a woman named Lily who's tender and good. And I love her much more than my life. So brother, dear brother, I did what I should. But brother, oh brother, did you do? Why are these men come a-calling for you? Lily, sweet Lily, the magistrate's wife. Brother, oh, what did you do? There's a man at the door with a half dozen more, and they've murder in their eyes. Brother, what have you done to make them all come a calling for your life? A calling for your life. Brother, dear brother, please help me to flee. He was cruel to my Lily, so I set her free. Now by the ash tree she's waiting for me. Brother, dear brother, please help me to flee. Brother, sweet brother, I'll stand while you run. Well, I've still 6 shots left in grandfather's gun. And I'll see you married before I am done. Brother, sweet brother, I'll stand you run.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with My Brother the Bear, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.
But Grandpa's rifle held 8, and I sent those men to hell. 'Cause these men at the door, they don't know what's in store when a brother makes his stand. 'Cause we share the same.
Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with My Brother the Bear.
Thank you.
Typically, we don't have a lot of accordions. We have been blessed in the past couple of weeks with this is our second accordion, but still, to the averages, it's pretty rare. Tell us about how you got to play that.
I was forced by my mother at 8 years old to take accordion lessons because she was an accordion player. Like any 8-year-old kid, I rebelled against it, but after a few weeks, I realized that, you know, this is pretty cool because there's a lot of neat stuff going on. And I had been exposed to music just like Dan with my family. And so I realized that it was really a gift to be able to have the ability to even think about doing something like that. So I took accordion lessons for a long time, eventually ended up teaching it. And then during the 60s, when I was a teenager, accordion was not cool. So I switched to electric piano was my first, you know, a la Stevie Wonder. Now I've kind of come full circle back to the old instrument, which has now kind of become a folk instrument because they're not as plentiful as they used to be.
Over the mountains and under a hill where the bones of my true love are laid, haunting my memories like ghosts at the end of the day. I think somebody should call the police, though I know there isn't much time. I'm already dead, but someone should be caught for this crime. But oh, Helios, who taught you which way to go? And oh, leave you alone sometimes. Leave you alone sometimes. Nicotine fingers and cynical clocks mark the march of a man headed north. Sleeping when finally his body gives up in the fight. And somebody told me he once had a dream he would pilot a ship out to sea, listing to starboard, but nobody knows what he means. But oh, taught you which way to go. And oh, dream, leave you alone sometimes. Leave you alone sometimes. Thank you.
Thank you. For the longest time, you know, when I was just kicking around writing songs and things like that, I never really spent any money on a nice guitar. So this, I had a Seagull, you know, that the first time I'd ever spent more than $600 on a guitar, and played it for about forever. I had it for like 3 years, and I loved it, and then it had finally like warmed up to me, you know, and you developed a relationship with it. And one day I was loading up the car to go to a gig, and for some reason left the guitar case out by my trunk underneath the wheel, and just backed right over it. I heard the crunch, and you know, my heart just kind of sank, and it was like losing a friend. You know, if your dog gets run over by a car, it's kind of like the same feeling. And so that night I ended up borrowing a good friend of mine's guitar. I brought the pieces to our little local hangout, and we burned it in a burn barrel. It's had a little ceremony for it, said our goodbyes.
You don't hear many funeral pyre stories of guitars.
My soul's about to fall neath that dirty city wall. Daddy's little girl had your ribbons and your curls. The streets are alive tonight, and they're coming here to swallow you whole. No, we don't need your money, honey. Here we only trade in souls. So hush now, darling. Don't you cry. You'll be famous by and by. By and by. A young mother of two, in court to pay her dues. Locked up for driving drunk with her babies in the trunk. She said the devil made me do it, but that devil said you got me wrong. You see, babies get to heaven, it's just you I wanted all along. So hush now, darling, don't you cry. You'll be famous by and by, by and by. Tiny little sting, you never felt a thing. The needle in your veins is driving you insane. With a word you could change the world. Think of all you could have saved. But you're just another burned out junkie, funky singing from your grave.
Just joined us? We're with My Brother the Bear on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Dan, you play multiple instruments. What was the one that you started?
It was bass guitar, because my older brother, when we were growing up, he's 2 years ahead of me, and he got sent to guitar lessons and things like that, and they, you know, the parents bought him a really nice guitar, and we're all about him learning the instrument, and he quit after about 3 weeks, so by the time it came to be my turn of saying, hey, Dad, I want to learn how to play guitar, he wasn't having it, so it started out as a loose leaf sheet of paper with three chords, you know, charted out on it, and it said, here, take this, when you learn these, let me know, I'll teach you some other ones. I found that I could teach myself bass by listening, and so that was kind of my first delve into music, was learning bass lines and bass runs and things like that, and that really helped me kind of figure out, you know, the frets and the chords, and it really helped me with writing, because I started learning about chord changes and movements and things like that in songs. So
out of all the instruments, now you're playing harmonica, or some people call it the harp, even though it's, there's a whole thing called the harp. But do you have to think about like where your lips are going, or what goes through your head when you're playing guitar and singing and playing harmonica?
There's so many like schools of harmonica. I play the school of grab one in the key of the song that you're playing in and just try and suck and blow in rhythm. That's my school. You know, after having doing that for a little bit, I realized that if you move your mouth a funny way, you can make different sounds happen. Bob Dylan, you know, Ryan Adams kind of wailing, almost piercing harmonica sound. You know, I'll never be able to play a Stevie Wonder line or a melody line. I pretty much fake it, you know, and it's like the songs are kind of emotionally driven and they're story driven, that when the harmonica does come in, it kind of sounds appropriate. And people have told me that I'm a decent harmonica player, and I don't believe them one bit. You know, I hear it, and I know what's coming out. But it's just a textural thing, you know what I mean? I love the depth that it brings and how it can sound so sad, and sometimes it can sound, you know, like a roaring party. I love adding one more thing to the...
When I was a boy, I had nothing to prove. Grew into a man with nothing to lose. And over and over and over again, I'm patiently awaiting the break in the bend. So come on, dear Abigail, and hurry back home. The love we've been given is not just your own. Come on, dear Abigail, and hurry back home. The love we've been given is not only your own. Flowers in your hair and your grandmother's ring. And here on these paradise shores, I will say that I love you forever as I do today. So come on, dear Abigail, and hurry back home. The love we've been given is not just. Come on, dear Abigail, and hurry back home. The love we've been given is not
time totters forward, so tattered and torn. And sometimes it trickles and sometimes it pours. But bent like a dog leg, we look to the skies with smiles on our faces and tears in our eyes. So come on, dear Abigail, and hurry back home. The love we've been given is not just your own. Come on, dear Abigail, and hurry back home. The love we've been given is not only your own. So sit by the fire and come to the end and spin tales of lovers and liars and friends. As the embers turn silver and the stories are through, together we'll walk to that land that is new. So come on, dear Abigail, and hurry. The love we've been given is not just your own. Come on, dear Abigail, and hurry back home. The love we've been given is not only your own.
I'd like to thank our guests, Daniel and Bill, my brother the Bear, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank those of you listening to us on our webcast, and special thanks to Marco's Pizza for providing the meal for artists and crew. We greatly appreciate their support of Red Barn Radio. I'd like to also shout out to the people listening to our Red Barn network of stations, and as always, our in-audience crowd. We appreciate your attendance and support of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the beautiful downtown of Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates, further information on our guests. We're on the web at www.redbarnradio.com. As always, I'm your host, Donald Mason, and until we meet again, keep it spinning.
Let us pause in life's pleasures as we count its many tears, while we all sow sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger on forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song and a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days have you lingered all around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. As we all seek mirth and beauty and music, light and gain, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices may be silent, their pleading faces say, whoa, hard times come again no more. It's a song and a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days have you lingered all around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a pale, drooping maiden who toils her life away. With a worn-out heart, her better days are o'er. Though her voice, it might be merry, she is sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song and a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days have you lingered all around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a sigh that is wafting all across the troubled waves. It's a wail that's heard upon the shore. It's a prayer that is whispered down beside a lonesome grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, it's a song and a sigh of the weary. Oh,
child come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Daniel and Bill, my brother the bear, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We'd like to thank Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.